going out and making your first startup here at this level, how would you just kind of evaluate that out of you?
Yeah, overall, I thought it was positive. We definitely had some nerves going in the first couple innings. Didn't quite have the command that I'm used to having. But after, you know, through making some pitches and, you know, getting some swing and miss and some weak contact, I was able to settle in and kind of go from there and attack guys how I'm used to doing it.
Were you able to kind of flip a switch in the first inning, even just, I mean, after the first two guys got on, you were able to get out of that inning?
Yeah, that was a bit of a wake-up call for sure. You know, you never want to walk the leadoff guy and then after that getting a hit. So that definitely kind of made me lock in a little bit and kind of go after those guys. And, yeah, luckily we were able to get out of that with no runs.
Looked like the slider was able to get some swing and miss stuff. Did you feel great about that?
Yeah, that's I call it a cutter. Okay. It kind of morphs into a slider sometimes. But yeah, I'm pretty confident in that pitch. It's usually pretty effective against righties, so I like to attack them with that. And yeah, I got some good swing and miss on it tonight.
What do you think was the key for you to, there were several innings where you were sort of set of jams. What was the key for you to get out of those situations, you think?
Yeah, I think I was just able to kind of get ahead of those guys. When I ran into trouble and had balls hit hard on me, it was behind in the count when I had to come into the middle of the zone a little bit. So I was able to kind of refocus, bear down a little bit, get ahead, make some quality pitches, and I had some good defense behind me. I think I owe Pache maybe a dinner or something like that. That was an incredible catch. But, yeah, just needed to get ahead of guys and attack them.
Do you think he was going to make that catch? Pretty far out there.
You know, I've seen him make some crazy, crazy catches. So whenever you see him running after it, I think, you know, after seeing what he's done already this year, you kind of not expect it, but you know he's capable of it. So, yeah, it's nice to see him patrolling center
for sure. What are maybe your main takeaways from this outing going forward, just having made a start up here now?
Yeah, kind of like I said, I need to work ahead of guys. When I was able to get ahead and command the strike zone, I had some success. Didn't get away with mistakes like you can see sometimes in the minor leagues. So, yeah, I'm really just, you know, I was happy with some of the reactions I got with some of my stuff. But, yeah, moving forward, looking to attack the zone a little bit more, get ahead of guys, and, you know, hopefully have some more efficient innings.
Buxton's obviously such a tough matchup. I think it was 2-2 there in the last one. Was that pitch where you roughly where you wanted it to be?
We were trying to go fastball away. We were kind of busting him in the whole game, and he just wasn't biting on it. So we were kind of, I think, tried to surprise him a little bit with the fastball away. So it was in the general right area, but it probably leaked middle a little bit, and he likes to extend his hands and do damage that way.
I think just the opportunity here, being able to maybe get out of the game, maybe one more start, just I think last time you got sent down another way,
yeah,
to kind of have more of an extended look this time.
Yeah, you know, that's all you can ask for at the end of the day is an opportunity. So whenever that comes, you just kind of try to take advantage of it. So that's what I'm trying to do here. And however long I'm up here, I'm going to try to take advantage of every opportunity I get.
Was that tough at all? We had waited a bit to pitch, and then you got into a game, and I think immediately after we found out that we'd be going back down. Is that hard to say?
You know, the first time I knew it wasn't going to be long term. I knew that there were guys that had COVID and didn't have a vaccine and stuff like that. So I kind of expected to not be up long term, especially out of the bullpen. So you know, I kind of expected it, so it wasn't anything too bad.
Did you do anything to sort of center yourself before? It looked like you were maybe just looking out on the field few hours before the game from the dugout, right? Do you have any sort of thing to do that?
Yeah, I was just kind of checking it out, getting a feel for the stadium and, you know, where our bullpen was and all that kind of stuff. You know, I just kind of try to breathe, just take deep breaths. When things can speed up on you, that's when, you know, they can go bad. So I try to take deep breaths, slow it down, and just take it one pitch at a time.
Cool.